Masechet Pe'ah, Perek He, Mishnah Zayin. The next section of Mishnayot, about a perek and a half, are going to be talking about the laws of Shichha. Shichha means forgotten bundles. A bundle that was already cut and it was tied together. And then usually the workers and the farmer bring them all in together. They bring in all of the bundles to the barn. If one bundle was forgotten in the field, the farmer has to leave that bundle for the poor people to take. And there's another type of shichha, which is called shichha bakama. It was a forgotten section of the field that was left uncut by the workers and the farmer. They forgot to harvest a certain section. In that situation as well, the farmer has to leave that uncut section of the field for the aniyim to come take. So sometimes in the Mishnayot, we'll be talking about bundles, but it becomes interchangeable. If we're talking about bundles, we're also talking about shichha bakama, shichha that was forgotten as an uncut section of the field. Okay, so when we're talking about shichha, forgotten produce, it applies only in certain situations. The Mishnah will elaborate. Ha'omen sheshechahuhu fo'alim. If you have a bundle that was forgotten by the workers thought they cleared the entire field of all the bundles. Velo shechahu ba'al habayit. But the ba'al habayit, the farmer himself, the owner of the field, did not forget that bundle. He knew that bundle was there. And this is talking about only if the farmer was there in the field working with the workers. If the farmer, the owner, was in the marketplace, he wasn't with them in the field, even though he may be remembering about that bundle, he may know that it's there, it doesn't matter, then it becomes a problem, which we'll talk about in a second from now, but it's not the same situation. What we're talking about over here is if the farmer was in the field with the workers. And the inverse case, shechahu bal habayit, velo shechahuhu fo'alim. If the Baal HaBayit, if the owner himself, forgot that there was a bundle of produce still in the field, but the Po'alim, the workers, knew that it was there. Another case, Amdu Aniyim Befanav, O Shihi Puhu Bekash. If the poor people stood in front of the bundle in order to block its view from the owner and from the workers, to make it like it wasn't there, hoping that the owner would forget it and leave it as shicha, just to block the view, or that they covered it with kash, they covered up the bundle with straw, again, to block it and cause it to be left behind. All of these cases are not considered to be shicha. It has to be that the bundle was left behind because of forgetfulness. Not that it was overlooked or blocked or hidden by the aniyim. It can't be that type of situation. It has to be a situation where everybody forgets it. Whoever was in the field working forgets it. The owner and the workers. And it has to be a situation where they had the ability to see it. And it wasn't blocked by the poor people who wanted to grab it right after the owner left. That has to be the situation. And that is what's considered to be shichah.